people of Azerbaijan have always been famous for their dignity. We've entrusted the girl to her brother. It's Abbas Mirza's choice. It's his decision.
Oh, darn it. Stop! I am stuck with all of this. I just have to keep doing things for people.
And what happened, dear Yagob?
The king left Abbas Mirza to decide. Convincing Abbas Mirza is really hard, and his expenses are way too high. Did you know that Abbas Mirza is a big spender?
How much is it? How much?
I'll explain it to you. This is up to you. You know that being the king's son-in-law is some kind of a business. Today your expenses are high, but tomorrow you can plunder 10 times more. This job requires time, and Abola-san is not patient enough.
Wait. Oh, come on. Here. Take this.
No matter how much you want, it won't scratch the cost of the girl's dowry.
Oh, Lady Gohar. Lady Gohar. Oh.
Oh, you did make it crystal clear. Why did you hand the decision over to Abbas Mirza?
It was all just to save face, stupid. Tell Mirza Abul Hasan Khan to marry the girl tomorrow before Abbas Mirza goes to Tabriz. By the way, don't you dare forget to share what you earn with me now, stupid. The king's share is very extensive. It is as big as a garden, a pomegranate garden. And the king loves him some pomegranates, you hear? Pomegranates are just like red rubies, like red pigments in our veins.
I understand completely.
Stupid boy.
Miss Gohar! Miss Gohar!
Is everything okay, Mr. Yagob?
Your dear father has approved of your marriage to that flimsy Mirza Abolasan Sirazi. I'm sorry.
Oh. My brother Abbas Mirza told him. Baba Khan entrusted his matter to him.
He's the king. He has the power. He can say whatever he wants. He when the crown prince left, Mirza Abolasan Sirazi came to the king and started weeping and crying, and the king failed.
He felt sorry for him.
Mr. Yagob, please talk to Baba Khan. Surely he won't say no to you.
No, I just got beaten up.
Please, I beg you. You can do this.
No, I can't. I can't.
This is very expensive. I inherited from Miss Jahan. I'll die young if I'm forced to marry that terrible man.
I cannot, miss. Or maybe I can, miss.
Thank you so much.
Let's keep this between the two of us, or else I'm dead. A distinct possibility.
What?
Sir, this love-struck suitor has has gifted the deed of his pomegranate garden to you.
And I will give it to Miss Tavut, the nightingale of the citadel, the caresser of Bakhan's spirit.
What should I tell him, sir?
Mirza Abul Hassan Khan Shirazi, Haj Ibrahim Khan Kalantar's niece, has proposed to Miss Gohar Malik.
Baba Khan, don't break Mirza Abul Hassan Khan's heart. He's wanted to be the king's son-in-law for so long. Poor guy, grant his wish.
Based on your advice and the service his uncle provided in establishing the Qajar dynasty, we will show sympathy toward him.
You should tell him to bring sweets. Tell the poor guy to throw flowers on the bride's head so his heart calms down.
I want you to go get Gohark ready for the wedding ceremony. They'll get married after Abbas Mirza leaves. Congratulations to them.
Miss Mitchell, I'm talking to you, Miss Mitchell. Miss Mitchell! Inform Gohar Malik Khan that Mirza Abul Hussein Shirazi has come to pay his respects to her. Okay, just take this. Take it. I have the reasons. Take them.
I don't want him. Leave me alone. What do you want from me, you monster?
I've come here to read the Book of Kings for the daughter of the Emperor. I'm the monster whose life is in your hands, the unique pearl of the Citadel.
I'll ruin your life. I won't let you live.
Don't just break my heart. Not letting me live is manageable. It's a pity because tomorrow, Baba Khan shall grant my wish. It's been arranged to have a small and private wedding ceremony, you know. You might change your mind before the wedding reception. Admittedly, I know I'm much older than you are. Maybe as old as your father. Maybe even older than your father. But I am, oh, so very young at heart, you know. And I have honor and money. And I've also been abroad, you know. I am not handsome at that, but...
She's right not to like you. It's fine now. Go.
No problem.
Come on.
Leave us now. We don't want you. Go, Miss Sigali.
No, go out. Go, 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 go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go. Go.
Did the king foul up his favorite wife, Sogoli?
Drop dead.
I've come here to complain about Haji Ibrahim Khan's Kalantar's relative. There's absolutely nothing at all good about this man. There's no good reason for you, the mighty king, to torture her cruelly. And give your beloved daughter away like this. Don't get his hopes up so high. Every night this man forgets all about his religion and faith and drinks.
This is what an old wench deserves. Mirza Abul Hasan Khan is rapidly progressing. We've given him a chance to progress, and now he's living a very quiet life. He's become quite wealthy, and has many, many servants with him. Oh, and one more thing. I, the king, her father, have authority over her, not her mother, who's going away. So the best thing for the girl would be not to see her mother at the wedding.
It's surprising. What was I thinking coming here? I never felt the kindness of a husband and thought, maybe you'd show kindness and love to your daughter. I was so wrong. It may be best for the country and the kings as well to know what's best for them. I'm leaving. But this is wrong.
The old rival wife is gone. That's so poetic.
One day you'll leave too. And that would be more poetic.
Live your life with stupidity, it's easier.
Oh, you know that a stupid man cannot be devious, and this is when you need to stay focused.
Miss Gohar Malek, the Honorable Miss Gohar Malek, do you take this man here to be your husband? With the agreed marriage settlement, do you take Absolhem Khan Shirazi to be your husband? Miss Gohar Malek, the Honorable Miss Gohar Malek, do you take this man to be your husband? I'm asking this for the last time. Take this man here to be your husband. With the agreed marriage settlement, do you take Absolhem Khan Shirazi to be your husband? Miss Gohar Malek, the Honorable Miss Gohar Malek, do you take this man to be your husband? I'm asking this for the last time.
Hello.
Tell me, how far are we from Tehran?
We're so far away that the unlucky groom has to look for miles for the runaway bride. Don't worry, little sister. The king has given me complete authority over you. If he's denied it, then he hasn't informed me. Kazi Yaqub is my witness.
What will happen now to the fake bride?
He has paid for the job. Kazi Yaqub is on our side. And on their side.
Hurry up! It's getting late.
Let me go! What is this place?
Hit him!
Your mouth will be filled with hot lead!
Control yourself!
Shameless! Bad!
In the king's presence, it is not good to act this way. Respecting the king is more important than showing your personal hostility towards your sweetheart. A fake sweetheart.
You're the bride. So you wanted to get married. And then you came up with this unfortunate man.
He has a plea for mercy, sir.
So this is all Abbas Mirza's plan, isn't it?
You have given full authority of Miss Ogohar Malek to Abbas Mirza, but you forgot to... Sir, you forgot to invalidate it.
How much have you gotten for all this, you little bastard?
I swear, on the king's life, nothing of the sort. And if I have, it wasn't from the treasury.
You're lying to me. What is your name, bride?
I am the king's servant, at your service.
Hit him 70 times on the soles of his feet. And when they're blistered, throw him in a dark cell and lock him up.
But sir, my letter for leniency has Abba Mizra's stamp on it.
It's because of this letter that you're not being hung up by your legs, stupid.
I get it. Your Majesty, please, give me that skirt. It's not mine.
Try not to be sad. I have another bride for you. She's waiting for you right now. I have just divorced one of my wives. And I promise to make it up to you, you'll be happy.
It would be my honor, sir. Your Majesty.
Please hit me gently. Oh, gently. Oh, oh, oh. Please stop. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, stop! Foot whipping was not in the arrangement.
You're lucky that you just got the foot whipping. Sometimes things don't go as planned. With all the money... All the money that you got from the Crown Prince now, you have to pay a penalty for it. Getting money from Abbas Mirza is hard. And it is also an honor. The Imperial Court's chair.
Tell me, what kind of guy is this Abbas Mirza?
I don't know. But he's the most loyal of the Qajar dynasty. The lawyers, the ministers are all pruning this country. But not him. Some of the statesmen promise this, they promise that. They never keep their promises, but he does.
You know, I was in the army for 7 years. Do you want a skilled gunman?
Do you know that your neck is suitable for being hanged? I'm trying to tell you not to be seen in Tehran, even for an hour, and you're asking me a stupid question? If you want to shoot guns, go to Tabriz. Pretty soon, they're gonna need gunmen. The country's in bad shape. The king is unrelenting in inaugurating Abbas Mirza. Get up, out of here. You're gonna get me into trouble. You are only bad luck.